The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back today for the second time. Those of you listening live know that I'm restarting the show because we had a problem with Dr. Roland Thomas's microphone, but it's fixed now, and I'm going to do this intro like I didn't do it before already, and that is the reason for today's show, is because recently I did an interview with Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice about salmon, and one of the things I learned is the reason that salmon is endowed with all these beneficial nutrients is because they feed on algae and small plankton. So I figured, why can't we all benefit from algae and small plankton ourselves? And there is nobody else to ask this question to other than Dr. Roland Thomas, because this is an area of expertise that he specializes in. How you doing, Roland?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yes, wonderful. And we've got you on full blast now. This is working great. Okay, so when I told you about this idea for doing the show, you shook your head. You says, yes, all the things that people love about salmon are because salmon eat algae. That's true, isn't it?
Well, most salmon have an opportunity to eat algae, and those, not just astaxanthin or this or that, many types of algae, yes.
Okay, so should people be eating more algae? Is it a good idea for people to just go right to the source and start adding algae to their diet? Is there any evidence of that in the science?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, algae have been around for thousands, actually for billions of years, but practically for human consumption, they have been consumed for thousands of years in Mexico and Africa and Japan and various parts of the world. In different forms, but generally fresh lake or stream algae.
Okay, so talk about some of the science behind algae. Are there research studies where they have used algae with humans to get certain types of outcomes? What have you seen?
Yeah, well, there are thousands of research projects that are published that have very narrow research objectives and findings. For example, slowing down the progress of cancer, increasing killer T cells, preventing this or that condition. This has been going on since the Japanese started in the 1940s, really. And that's where Dr. Michael Kiriak, the scientist that I work closely with, began his research. But the research that Dr. Kiriak, the fellow I work with, did is unheard of. There's never been such intensive, extensive research on Earth to this day. And we could talk about that a little bit later. Let's stay generic about algae. But yes, there's a tremendous amount of research, and there's more and more research happening for human consumption, but particularly with biofuel. And I want to open this topic because it's relevant.
How is biofuel relevant to the human condition exploiting the benefits of algae? I've wondered about that.
Yeah, very, very good question. 25 years ago, when I met Dr. Kiriak, he had mentioned that one day algae will be the future of fuel, and that it would be the science of using algae for fuel and for human benefits would be taught in university in 50 years from now, which was 20-some years ago. I think on the biofuel side, it has evolved much more rapidly than he expected. When I started looking into this in 2002, there was basically 10 companies on Earth that produced algae, that grew algae. Some of the famous one would be Cyanotech on Hawaii. There was also the blue-green algae on Lake Clamette, but it was very unknown, not talked about particularly for biofuel. In 2004, Bill Gates invested $10 million in a company in California. In 2008, he invested $100 million. And today, and at that time, there was three or four biofuel research projects. When he invested $100 million, it became more like 50 projects. Today, there are thousands of projects all around the world. And if, I don't know if you watch TV sometimes, but when ExxonMobil gets into algae, you better listen. This is the largest corporation on earth. They got the message. Why are algae good for biofuel? Because they're replenishable. You can grow them ad vitam aeternum. They're also very efficient in that there's no pollution when you use this type of algae. And what they get out of the algae, by the way, is the fat, is the oil. They extract that from the algae. It's refined by those companies. It's extracted, refined. It doesn't have to be purified. And it's brought into your car in the tank, as you know, through fuel injection. And it's used on the top of the piston with electrical discharge, and you have energy. That's why the simplicity of using algae for biofuel.
So just recently, I started to pay attention to the commercials by Exxon, as you point out, and they have a specific commercial where they take credit for this investment in biofuels from algae. And I'm sure you've seen the commercial where they have these large plastic bags hanging in a V shape. So the reality is that the same fats that are beneficial for salmon, that are beneficial for humans, are also being exploited to make biofuels, which basically means, since you can farm algae, we have an infinite source of this biofuel now.
That's very true. And if you enter into with the bigger algae like kelp, sea vegetables, then that becomes maybe a daily food someday. It may be a future salvation. It's going to be exploited much more than typical farming of vegetable on Earth someday, and it will be used as a further source of food on Earth. And it is in the infancy, and it's going to grow rapidly. Algae have been on Earth for, as I was stating, 15 billion years. Once upon a time, the planet was a rock, and the first algae, the first form of life on Earth was cyanobacteria, which is like those spirulina. It's a form of blue-green algae, the mother of all algae. And it took another, I got the numbers here, it was not until 12 billion years later that the planet became covered with blue-green algae. The planet was a blue planet for real. That's all there was of living organism on it. It's not until a couple more billion years that some red algae came up. You heard of astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is not really an algae. It's an extract from a red algae called Haematococcus. It is not until then that there was breathable atmosphere, and it was very limited, only that some plant life began to thrive on the surface. It's not until another couple billion years that animal life came. Why is that? I want to bring this up because for human use, we're not looking so much at the fat of the algae, because they're not that fatty. But we're looking at the 15,000 compounds that are included that are in one single invisible grain of algae. And humans are a much more efficient refinery than all the refineries on Earth. Mm-hmm. But it's not until there was a mix of blue-green, brown and red algae that the atmosphere became breathable because of the antioxidative factors that are present in the red algae, like beta-carotene, like astaxanthin, like lutein, lycopene. Everybody's heard these words and their individual property. For example, lutein is quite famous for reaching the eyes, right, as a benefit for the eyes.
Right.
Well, it turns out, Carl, that these types of pigments, there are over 1,000 known on Earth that we finally identified. And they're generally much better than vitamin C, for example, as an antioxidant. So the science of algae for human benefit is also in its infancy. And there are many more reasons than just the fat. But ultimately, the reason that algae are efficient is because of their photosynthetic efficiency.
Right.
They're the best capturer of sunlight energy and releaser of that energy to the first consumer. And what we're really talking about when we talk about algae in the form of algae that I promote is about energy, not about medicine or not even about its properties such as antioxidant or protein or fatty acid or this and that vitamins. We're going to be talking ultimately about energy.
Okay, but I want to stay with the colors of the algae for a second. So what caused, if we started out with all this green algae on the planet, which makes sense because if you think about what you've learned as a child, the planet was covered by water at one point in time, and then it kind of concentrated into oceans and so on. But so the algae was actually the first living thing, as you point out. What caused it to mutate from green to red and to brown, and why are those different colors? Or what do those different colors do for us? Because I know that your company, BioAge, offers a variety of different colored algae. Why the different colors? What's the difference?
That's a fantastic question. Originally, why blue-green, why red algae and brown algae and so forth came about? And by the way, today we know that there's likely more than 1 million type of algae. So it has continued to evolve. We don't really know why, after billions of years of simple one unique algae on Earth, a brown algae popped up. We don't know. This is too far back.
Right.
But interestingly, to your question, when Dr. Michael Kiriak conducted 15 years of algae research in Russia to come to these blends that have multiple algae in it, he also went through this realization. He was first working with blue-green algae for a couple of years, such as chlorella and spirulina, and obtained great results like the Japanese had. But it is not until he included Dunaliella. If you look it up, Dunaliella is considered the queen of carotenoids. Carotenoids, as you know, are the beta carotene.
Yeah.
What we popularly known as antioxidant, but the true property, like chlorophyll, has more to do with photosynthesis, mm-hmm. with supporting energy transfer of the general nutrients in our diet, for example, protein, fats, that have to get to the mitochondria within the cell. Chlorophyll had been known for, 40 years, 50 years, as the shepherd of light, because it is the if you wish, the intermediary between the sun, the plant, and the chloroplast and the human energy, facilitating human energy. When Dr. Kiriak was conducting his research the first couple of years with blue-green algae, he obtained great results, but never enough to, say, suspend a cancer or prevent a cancer. We were able to increase killer T cells like this had been known already for several decades. It's only when he included the red algae, and eventually, by the way, he included astaxanthin in the blend. That was 8 years of research, is when in the book that I wrote, the word eureka is used. It's when they realized they had found a blend of four different algae. When blended together, there's two green algae, one orange algae, the Dunaliella, and the addition of astaxanthin, that they noticed the suspension of cancer down to stabilization and even remission in these many species of animal tested, and particularly prevention. And furthermore, the true benefits besides prevention was increase in productivity globally within these large farms. And I'm talking about 15-20% increase in productivity. So this was the rationale for the additions of the different colors that the blue-green algae or the green algae do not have, the carotenoid, do not have these energy transfer support. There's lots of chlorophyll. Do not have, for example, enough vitamin C. Vitamin C is a critical assimilation and activity support in human assimilation. And it's not present in general in blue-green algae, while it's very has a very high content in the Dunaliella algae, for example.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a research study that you told me about many years ago that was done on feeding livestock. Do you remember that study?
Where they
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about that so that we can segue into this whole discussion about energy contribution to the life forms that feed on algae. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Roland Thomas. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com.
Trojan horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
50. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas today. We're talking about algae. This is something that's really overlooked in human nutrition. And probably because it comes from the ocean. We don't think about it from the standpoint of human nutrition. So what I'd like to talk about right now to give people an understanding of what you were discussing earlier about the bioenergetics of using algae as almost like a catalyst. There have been a lot of studies done where feeding animals is a very, very expensive proposition, and it directly correlates to your return on investment. If you feed cows and they put on weight faster, you get a faster return on your investment. They've experimented with algae, have they not?
Oh, absolutely. Well, at least Dr. Michael Kiriak did on a 15,000 dairy cow farm. You want me to get into this one?
Yeah, please, deep into it. I want people to understand, because we're not talking about algae exclusively for its sole contribution to nutrition, but also what it does for all the other food you're eating.
Correct. There's two types of algae. There's microalgae and there's macroalgae. You could feed yourself or animal. It could become part of your diet, the macroalgae, like kelp and sea vegetable. It's a very good food. It's very rich in fiber and has water content. So it becomes a normal food, though it is a good one if you can avoid the iodine or pollutants in the source where you grow them. But there's also microalgae, the likes that are famous, the likes of spirulina and chlorella and several others, that are literally made up of microscopic individual cells, individual to the naked eye. But when filtered, taken out of their blooming environment, they become a powder. You sell them as a dried powder. And they're served typically, in this case, ours are served in a capsule format. And there are four different algae mix standardly in each capsule. Health Canada certified to give you the quality assurance here. Now, I want you to imagine that this small capsule given to a cow, a dairy cow, that is subjected to having to lactate every day forcefully. That's not natural, as you know. A cow will typically lactate after giving birth, and then they don't. But in these production environment, they're forced to have calves, and they'll be able to do that for about 5 years. Five calves and 5 years of giving milk, and then they're done. They're done because mostly they're wasted. Mm-hmm. They're wasted because of osteoporosis, particularly. They're fed, as you know, corn, very unnatural, poor nutrition. They're not naturally grass-fed, and in any case, it's not normal to have to give milk on a daily basis. Well, when adding, in the research that was done, and I'll tell you, by the way, about this research that is continuing currently in Canada now, an eight-year project, but the benefit that were identified, giving one small capsule, and then stay on the cow for a while, and we'll translate that for a human. That one such small capsule, which is 1/3 of a gram, given on a daily basis to a cow, part of its feed, enabled the cow to reduce its protein feed, which is given as a supplement every day, by 5,000 grams.
So a half a gram of the algae was able to reduce by 500 grams the feed.
5,000.
Oh, wow.
That's over a pound and a half of feed less. That's truckloads of feed per day per month when you're talking about 15,000 cow. But here's the kicker. But give the farmer an extra 1.5 gallon of milk. That's about 5,000 gram more milk for the sake of 1/3 of a gram of giving this algae. Now, I'll get into why that is subsequently. But furthermore, there's no sight of osteoporosis. Gone.
Let's stay with the osteoporosis for a second. Then I want to understand the bioenergetics of why this is. So what is it about the algae that seems to fight off osteoporosis? It can't be just the resident minerals in it. It has to be something else, right?
Good question. And it fights cancer, by the way, tumors, it fights mad cow disease, infectious diseases. It fights hormonal imbalance in small calf, and many more. What is it the cow will assimilate more calcium, more protein from its diet, and utilize it and give more result? In essence, it is the fact that this small capsule is so perfectly blended in terms of the proportion because of the presence of blue, green, red, and all the elements of a perfect meal, but particularly because of the presence of hundreds of carotenoids, the ones that we mentioned earlier, lutein, lycopene, alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, phycocyanin, I could go on. These are, along with chlorophyll, very rich in chlorophyll, they are energy transfer. What we're saying is that the ability of this small meal, because it's a food, to be accepted, to be propagated within the bloodstream of the cow within milliseconds, 15 milliseconds once it's entered the blood throughout the entire body, and particularly reach the brain of the cow, reach the hypothalamus. I hope people remember what the hypothalamus, you know, biology 101, is that small pea-sized organ of the brain that regulates homeostasis, that regulates body temperature, sexual metabolism, digestion, assimilation, elimination, and basically the hypothalamus is like a conductor of a philharmonic orchestra, which is our body, right? We have organs, we have glands, but ultimately we're made of trillions of cells, and there's a relationship between the hypothalamus and every cell in our body. For example, I run marathon. I'm 68 years old, and I used to get blisters. I never get blisters since I started consuming the biosupplement. Why? Because the relationship of the hypothalamus, managing, if you wish, inflammation metabolism, regeneration, cellular healing, cellular regeneration, bringing the proper nutrients to the cell is more efficient when the hypothalamus of the brain is more energized. And the biosupplement has the ability to reach that pea-sized conductor of the philharmonic orchestra, that is the dairy cow body or our body, is particularly efficient because of the carotenoid. If you do a little bit of research, you'll find out, like chlorophyll, they have the ability to cross blood-brain barrier or to cross tight cellular membrane, including the blood-retinal barrier, which allows for this food to reach that hypothalamus. The hypothalamus, unlike general area of the body, with the upper part of the hypothalamus has no more blood vessel entering. Basically, it's fed, the cells that make up this organ are fed through osmosis, which is through pressure. Similarly with the retina, nutrients can only go to these critical organs through pressure or osmosis. And the reason for that, obviously, is that through our evolution, our body has decided to protect the conductor, right? It's the most critical area of the body, mm-hmm. so that no large toxic, no poison, no toxicity can reach it. No, not even pharmaceutical drugs can reach.
Right.
And not even vitamin C taken as supplements, etc. I mean, there will be minimal. What comes through osmosis has to be perfect. Perfect, particularly in size. It will not tolerate large molecules like artificial calcium, man-made calcium or man-made molecules. It will only tolerate nutrients that come along with their cofactors. We all know that vitamin C is dysfunctional without certain fatty acid, without certain flavonoid. So the biosuperfood has 15,000 compounds. Never mind having its cofactor. It has beyond the wildest expectation as a perfect meal. So in its microscopic state, it is literally, and what supports this theory, obviously, is a multitude of the research that were performed. I would like to maybe share a few more.
Oh, wait. I have a question for you. And humor me for a minute. Microalgae is a living thing, correct? Right?
It's a plant.
Okay. It's a living thing. When you take it out of water and let it dry to a powder, does it go into some sort of suspended animation state? Like if you add it back to water, does it come back to life?
Plants have chloroplasts, or living cells. So when you dry plants, and there's a lot of dry plants, of course the life is no longer there in terms of the continued growth. So no, it is. It's not going to grow anymore.
Okay.
It's right. Aborted.
This is why I was asking this. There is a lot of emerging research now in the area of the gut microbes, the microbiome that actually we are partners with in this journey through life. And there's a lot of research that shows that shifting the diversity of gut microbes can actually improve the nutritive value that you get from your food. In fact, in the book Missing Microbes, the author, whose name escapes me right now, makes the argument that the reason that obesity is occurring today is because our dependence on antibiotics has shifted the microbes in our stomach so that they actually extract a greater degree of nutrition from every single morsel of food we eat. And when you're telling me what happened with the cows, I'm wondering if, in fact, the microalgae somehow affects our microbiome. I have to believe that there's something going on. Is there any research in this area right now, Dr. Thomas?
Well, absolutely does, because what affects the microbiome or assimilation or weight metabolism, fat metabolism, temperature metabolism, hormonal balance all across the body is that relationship with the hypothalamus. And there is no research on hypothalamus, direct research that I know, hypothalamus and wellness in human or animal. It's an area that's very difficult to research because nobody has figured out that you could medicate the hypothalamus, that you could supplement it directly. And what Dr. Kirak identified, it took him 8 years to realize what was happening, is not an invention. Because the human body for hundreds of thousands of years has evolved the ability to eat anything on earth, as you know, anything that is edible, in myriad of composition, bring it in, chew it, transform it at the stomach through acids, and subsequently, it's the most incredible filtration that we have in refinery, and we bring it on a microscopic stage into our bloodstream, which is hundreds of miles, as you may know. It's not like your car, fuel injection into one engine.
Right.
Feeding the human body is the ability to feed as many as 5,000 mitochondria, which are really the engine of energy in our body. We are electrical being in 100 trillion cells. So do the count. We have more engines in our body than there are stars or bodies in our galaxy.
Right.
So the efficiency of biosuperfood to come in and trigger that the hypothalamus will orchestrate as a conductor a better assimilation of nutrients and thus fabrication of energy, and then the regulation of the different organs. So, for example, the salivary gland are regulated by the brain. And if the energy is restored at the glands and the brain and the cooperation with the brain is awakened, you'll have much better breakdown starting in the mouth, in the stomach, the pancreatic enzymes, blood sugar, insulin, all the fat, how the body handles fat, so that obesity is an imbalance and can be restored when you can trigger increase energy at the hypothalamus.
I have to take a break, but when I come back, I want to talk about something else that needs to be discussed, and that is the quality of the microalgae, which is critical because just sourcing microalgae from water, bodies of water today is probably not a sensible thing given the rate of pollution. So what I want to do right now is I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you want to learn more, go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad where you can save 15% off if you want to start using this algae. And towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about therapeutic doses and what they're good for. Stay tuned.
Products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. He's been a longtime supporter of this show. And as you know, this show is delivering information that people love for free because of sponsors like BioAge. And you can get a 15% off right now at superhumanradio.com if you click the BioAge banner ad. So this is a very, very important topic as well. Where you get your microalgae from is critical, because most of the bodies of water today that these algae are growing in and harvested from are polluted. So you're going to get remnants of the pollution. Don't you have some sort of reactor that you actually grow this in?
We do. There are other companies that use bioreactor. It's an emerging need in terms of human consumption. To avoid algae from twofold, from having to be, well, you have to grow algae in a rich environment, or ideally organic, and avoid fertilizer and any kind of artificial fertilizer, ideally to get an organic. And as you said, nowadays there are over 100,000 types of new airborne pollutants, from our chemical, from our plastic, from mercury coming in the atmosphere from China. We now have Fukushima that is literally bringing to the high clouds some form of debris. And those land in our bodies of water and impact the algae from growing at its best. It's as if you're growing a tomato in a depleted soil. To avoid pollution and to increase the nutrient in the algae, you want to use covered facility bioreactors. And in our case, we use thermal spring, volcanic thermal spring water that are much richer than typical surface lake or lagoon. For example, Lake Klamete is rich in mineral. They claim approximately 50 mineral present in the algae. But remember that these volcanic ashes landed in Lake Klamete thousands of years ago. So it's a little inorganic, a little fatigue. And the algae can only get so many of these minerals. Subsequently, if it's affected by pollution on the surface of the lake, then the algae will not grow its best like a child that's educated in a polluted environment or in a negative environment, will not bloom as much. So the bio superfood algae are grown in cover facility using thermal spring, volcanic thermal springs that comes from 2,000 feet below the volcanic area. Over all known minerals and trace elements are present in this water, but also present in the blends of bio superfood. No other food on earth can claim this. And not only present, but they're present in the whole food setting as naturally occurring. They're not injected, fertilized like most algae grown, say, on Hawaii. They have to add magnesium or this or that to make the algae grow, because those artificial lagoons do not contain all the elements for a perfect food. So it's very important to understand that the difference between a organic superalgae and a normal single algae that you find nowadays is a league apart. And that's the reason why the scientists, the Russian scientists, were able to get the results that they got, and nobody else has to this day proven such research. And that is, by the way, ongoing in Canada. We now have an 8-year project on a dairy cow farm that shows increase in milk, 5,000 grams per day per cow, reduced protein feed, 1.5 pounds per day per cow, increased protein content in the milk by 10%, increased fat content by 10%. And that's how you judge milk. You judge milk by its fat, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And these cows, now proven, will give 5 more years of lactation to that farmer.
Wow.
It's a 50-cow research project.
Well, and it's also good. It's also good for the cows.
It's several others, yeah.
It's also,
well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the mood, the clarity, I mean, it increases brain health. Obviously, these cows that are subject to massive production farming are not happy in any case. But they will be healthier for sure and avoid the early tumors and infectious conditions, which are the biggest problem in America is hygiene, and that's why antibiotics are used. By the way, you don't need to use antibiotics when you use this algae with cows or chicken. In Russia, on a 1.5 million chicken farm, no antibiotics were used during the research to prove. And Salmonella, as though it was present, never impacted the animal. It was not pathogenic, in other words, because what prevents a pathogen like a virus from impacting its host, whether it be hepatitis C or herpes, HIV, or Salmonella, etc., is the energy of the host. If you are in a good energy as a human being, you are fit, you will not come down with a cold as frequently or at all if you really find that frequency. Consuming the biosphere food increases regulation of our frequency, literally, in our polarity in every cell of the body because of that relationship with the hypothalamus. I stress that. You know, Carl, I wrote a book called Awakening the Genius Within, which basically describes the research and describes how the biosphere food impacts the hypothalamus of the brain, which in turn increases regulation of all metabolisms of the body. Proven undeniably with over 20 species tested. No other research on Earth has come near this type of research, though it was with animals. You also know that I described in the book the experiment that was conducted after the Chernobyl nuclear explosion, the experiment with human beings, that many are alive today because they were lucky, if I can use that expression, to be fed the bioalgae very early after the infection. Hundreds of thousands of people, as you know, were impacted.
Dr. Thomas, so I want to ask you a question for a second, and I just thought of this. Does microalgae grow in freshwater or saltwater or both?
Both. You have, for example, Spirulina, you have Platensis, and you have Pacifica. Pacifica is more from Hawaii, and it's more considered a salt water. They grow everywhere. They're very mighty. I wanted to reiterate that the biosphere food are Health Canada certified for a few reasons. That the nutrient analysis was done, that every lot is analyzed for pollution. No other algae that I know in America is subject to every lot analysis. Also, it is Health Canada certified for the fact that every capsule, although it contains 4 different algae, are equal to one another. That is an achievement in engineering, by the way. You'll never see algae mixed blends in capsule on the market, or you don't currently. Why? Because nobody can achieve the standard mix. So that's done with blenders, of course, and it's not just an art. There's a science to this blending. And the other aspect of the size of this capsule that I showed earlier. Oh, by the way, did I consume it? No, I still got it here. This small capsule is 1/3 of a gram. To fill this capsule with 4 different algae in a standard fashion is also an engineering, a technology that Dr. Kierank has mastered over these. Really started the research in 1973. I believe that, and I say this in the book that I wrote, Awakening the Genius Within, that is, to this day, Dr. Michael Kierank is the leading authority on growing algae, on the science of growing algae so that they are beyond organic and pure and efficient, but also for its use in human and animal and human health as a energy support, not as a medicine, which is the beauty of it, which is what I like about it. I've stopped using the medical model myself. When I met Dr. Curie, I gradually realized that I were really energy being. And if we can supply the energy, the source for our energy, and avoid ruining that, avoid sabotaging our energy on a daily basis through improper food or improper lifestyle, we can live, in my case, I plan to live 100, and I would love to run a marathon at 100. And I know that it's doable. Many people have done it. But I'm 68, and I'm running Montreal in September, and I'm full of energy. I feel better than I was at 18, and the trouble I was in at 48 years old when I met Dr. Kiriak was obesity, was chronic back problem, a chronic tendonitis in one of my knee, really a bit of depression, and I was planning to retire. And I literally reinvented myself by adding this supplement or this food, really, in my diet. I need to mention that I take no other supplement as well. So in reality, I don't take any supplements. I eat food. I'm careful with my diet, and I consume this additional food as it was done with the dairy cow, as an addition to the diet.
So you just take one capsule a day?
No, I take many more. I take 6 to 12. Depends on how the day is going. And on the day of a marathon, I might take 24.
Okay,
because
hold on a second. So let's talk about dosing for a second. When people first start taking this product, what are the things that they notice the most often? What are the things that they, because people like to feel something. So what will they notice early on and at what time span?
The most it would be energy or some rumbling in their digestion and assimilation. They may have gas and they may have more stool. That's with one capsule a day. They may sleep better or they may not sleep that night or they may sleep later. But here's I got a call yesterday from a pastor that wanted to try the product. And he wants me on his show. He has a small show. He says that he has more focus, and the fellow is in trouble. He's obese. He's got high blood pressure, and he's a diabetic. And his wife is in trouble. He's really not your typical healthy fellow. But what he noticed after a week of using it was clarity. That's what he said to me. Clarity, focus, but also that the colors were brighter. Interesting. We have all sorts of results early on. We have autistic children buttoning their shirt for the first time in their life the next morning after consuming one capsule. And so that speaks to how food can impact the hypothalamus. So, and normally we haven't invented human digestion. It's there. Obviously, when we eat, it impacts our blood, which goes everywhere in the body. So the bodies of the food impacts immediately. Within weeks, you might notice less pain, inflammation, metabolism is much more efficient. Acidity, pain from acidity should be reduced. Strength, you can shake hands, you can feel the new energy. And many metabolic issues gradually are seen reduced. Much healing, basically, done by the body, not by the bottle of superfood. I must stress that. It's not a medicine, and that's the beauty of it. It basically relies on what grew us, right? Carl, we're adults.
Right.
At 20, we were adults, and we never took medicine. What grew us was energy derived from the food that we eat. Now, on an energy scale, if you wish, some food are zero and some food can be 100. Let's say McDonald's french fry is not such a good food.
Right.
I shouldn't pick on McDonald's, but, you know, while parsley, which is not necessarily our daily food, is a very efficient food. It's tremendously rich in minerals and this and that. And it's very easily digested, right? But the bias of the food, what we're looking at is we're looking at a food in efficiency factor to be in 1,000 times more efficient than normal food because it's a microscopic food. Mm-hmm. There is no burden to consume it. There is no pollution whatsoever within it. There is no imbalance of too much fat or too much sugar or toxic, etc. I wouldn't say a magic bullet, but it's a bullet to the brain.
So
to the hypothalamus.
Let's talk about therapeutic. Now you offer three different types or three different levels of product, right? Discuss the three different levels of product, but then discuss what would be considered a therapeutic dose if someone is trying to use it to stall or reverse a condition. What would a therapeutic dose be? Go ahead.
Or to support their fitness, by the way, if they're extreme fitness. We work with extreme marathon runner. We work with long distance runner. We work with motocross racer, bodybuilder. So it can be used therapeutically in that sense as well. We recommend between 1 to 12 capsules per day. The average should be around 6 for any adult that cares to have better regulation of their energy on a daily basis, but also that cares to not have a sneaky tumor come into the body. Preventing a new tumor is a piece of cake by the human body if it's in good frequency. Preventing loss of blood sugar metabolism, preventing early dementia. You know, this fellow here, this pastor is 67 years old. He feels already some focus and clarity. So you can see how energy at the brain will reduce plaquing, will reduce improper loss of brain function, etc. I mean, this is happening across the body. So therapeutic use in the case of, we work a lot alongside oncology, cancer patient. We recommend 12 times per day. It can be, by the way, as little as one-third of a capsule, 12 times per day, hourly. In the case of advanced cancer where people have been given up, sent to pass away, we'll go as many times as every half hour, a third of a capsule. That's a very small amount of capsule on the tip of your finger.
So it sounds like frequency is critical. So in other words, if I was going to start taking 6 capsules a day, I'd be better off taking one capsule every 2 hours than taking all 6 at one time.
Perfect. And if you become accustomed and if you don't have the discipline, you could do 2 capsules 3 times per day. But 6 capsules, even 5 capsules, is more efficient than 6 if you're spreading it, because it's a food. So spreading the goodness, every time you take it, it's like you're kicking your hypothalamus on the shin. It's a wake-up call. I want you to remember that efficiency of reaching the hypothalamus, which is the identification of the metabolism of biosuperfood. It is not a supplement for vitamin C or X or mineral or this or that. It's basically a food that has the ability itself to reach anywhere in the body, like any other food, through the bloodstream, but more efficiently traverse the blood-brain barrier, and there wake up that critical organ that will allow the cow from on a daily basis to assimilate 5,000 more grams of feed, a protein feed, it's selected protein feed, and of producing more milk per day. And these results were observed across the board in various research in minks, in pigs. In the pig research with 54,000 pigs on a 54,000 pig farm that was impacted by cancer, what was identified after 1 year was that the cancer were prevented, no problem. But it's that pigs were a perfect research for plaque.
Right.
For a cardiovascular problem, like human, they mimic very much our problem.
Right.
There were no more plaque. There were plaque breakdown and a dramatic reduction in heart attack.
Okay, so Wilk, explain the difference between the different products. You have an R1, R2, and R3, right?
F1, F2, F3, which means formula 1, 2, and 3. It's very simple. There's 4 algae, and they're the same 4 algae in each of the 3 formula. But in the number one, there's emphasis put on the green algae. So let's say it's a pepper, green pepper salad, orange and red pepper.
Right.
In the first salad, you have 3 green pepper and 1 orange pepper.
Okay.
So that's your formula one. In the formula two, you have 2 green pepper, 1 orange pepper, and 1 red pepper. Mm-hmm. So you have more antioxidant, more color. In the formula three, you have 2 green pepper and 2 red pepper. So you have more emphasis on antioxidant, on energy transfer. Mm-hmm. So the Formula 3 is considered, let me start with Formula 1, it's considered at least 20 times more efficient than a simple algae, a single algae.
Right.
Efficient at reaching that brain, at reaching that hypothalamus. Why? Because of the balance that I explained, because it's got the missing elements, because it's got a lot of energy transfer. The Formula 2 is considered 5 times more efficient than the Formula 1. And why? I'll explain why. And then the Formula 3 is also 5 times more efficient than the Formula 2, which means 25 times more efficient than Formula 1. So these numbers don't really mean anything, right? What are we talking about? We're talking about the efficiency of that small amount to quickly reach the hypothalamus.
But why would anyone even want Formula 1 or Formula 2? Why wouldn't they just go right to Formula 3?
Question I was just going to... Well, it's more expensive. And not everybody needs it. Like an infant will fare very well with Formula 1 and never need Formula 3 if it conducts its life properly. Formula 3 is a big gun. And it's big for when we abuse ourselves, when we have chronic condition, when we are athletes, we abuse ourselves, we run marathon, you work hard, eh, Carl? Mm-hmm. To build your business, you know, the damage, the intoxication that we cause ourselves running businesses. Formula 3 is suggested for you, my friend.
Okay.
Similarly with me, I live a very busy life, plus I'm somewhat of an athlete. I take the Formula 3.
Right.
So it depends on
your condition. So in other words, if you're doing well now, then Formula 1 or even Formula 2 may be good. But if you have ailments that have already shown their symptoms you're a hard training individual, you work hard, then Formula 3 is for you.
Yeah, anyway, if you know, 1 in 2 people will have cancer, 1 in 2 people will have a heart attack. If you don't want any of that, if you're an adult, why don't you go for Formula 3? Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's about prevention. You don't want a sneaky tumor. You don't want plaque in your brain, which leads to dementia. You don't want endocrine imbalance, which leads to blood sugar imbalance or fat metabolism imbalance. You don't want to lose your assimilation, your digestive, your flora, your intestinal flora. You want to feed, so we know how we are not perfect in our diet or in our lifestyle. So it's a choice. It becomes a choice. I work with thousands of people, and those that land on the Formula 2 are those that have a good lifestyle. They're already on a good diet. They walk. They're fit. They're not stressed. They feel it. As a matter of fact, if you're a candidate for imbalance already in your body, you know that by the time you're 40, there's already a lot of life force decline in any human body on Earth. You will take the Formula 3, you will resonate, you will feel the difference much more than the Formula 2. But if you're in great shape, as a matter of fact, I have some athletes that feel nothing.
Right.
Because they're perfect. They're 30 years old, they run marathon, they're extreme athletes, and they eat a good diet. They don't feel it. They will feel it, but it's not as impactful as somebody that's...
Depends on how poorly your body is doing already of whether or not you feel it. Now, people can save 15% off anything they buy by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the banner, and starting there.
Correct. Yes. And if you go right to BioAge.com, the coupon code is SHR, Superhuman Radio.
Right.
SHR. And to get that 15% off. And it's for life because we found ourselves on Carl Lenore Superhuman Radio show.
Right.
Try it. It's guaranteed for 1 month. Read the book. You can click there on the website, get the book, or send us an email. We'll send you the book. Electronic version. If you want a hard copy, we'll mail it to you for free. The book will accompany your experience because there's too many supplements out there that claims too many benefits, right? So I'm suggesting you protect your investment by the knowledge of this research, which was real, which was really done. And you'll see in the book and in the video, there's a video on YouTube, Awakening the Genius Within, which will show you real clips, real research in Russia. This is not just the marketing deal here. This is the real deal.
Well, and it also needs to be said that there's a lot of discussion today about supplements becoming whole food-based supplements. Well, this is a whole food. This is not a supplement. You're actually eating the entire food plant source. So this is really, this is not a supplement. This is a food.
Correct, which I love. You know, I was a bit of a granola as a youth. And by the time I was 30, I started taking supplements because I had some problem. I started with vitamin E in 1980. A doctor says, well, Roland, with your back problem, with your knee problem, you should take this. And there was glucosamine. And then came many other vitamins over the decades. And I was taking about 25 different bottles when I met the scientist, Dr. Kiryak. And I still have them, by the way. They're in my museum of supplements.
Right.
I had the beta carotene. I had the saw palmetto for my prostate. I had the multi-mineral, multivitamin. I had the... I didn't have resveratrol, wasn't out yet. I didn't have vitamin D, wasn't talked about yet. I didn't have this or that. But if I had continued to take supplements, which, by the way, they all had a rational, right? If you read an article on the plane, you come back home and you want to take a new supplement.
Right?
So I would be by now taking 50 or 60 bottles if I had continued that. Frankly, it's a reductionist model instead of a holistic model of health. I'm not bashing supplements, but we all know that some are good, but the majority are overclaimed, or, as you know, in the industry, there's a lot of abuse. Supplements are not what they claim to be, or they don't have the right amount, or this or that. So I don't want to discourage people from helping themselves. There are some good supplements out there, but the biosuperfood is a whole food. It's organic.
It's not a supplement.
It's not even a supplement.
Yeah, it's a food.
I call it a compliment.
So I have an admission to make, and I'm going to make it. We're coming to the end of the interview. I have an admission to make that I have bottles of Formula 3 at home that are unopened, and I stopped taking it.
Shame on you.
Yes. But I'm honest, at least, right? I'm telling you the truth.
No.
So I'm making a commitment to you in front of my audience. I'm going to start taking 6 capsules a day moving forward. And I am going to report back within the next month if I notice things. Because I don't take a lot of supplements anymore, believe it or not. I've actually scaled down what I take because I eat a good diet. But I am going to start taking it because it is a whole food. It's not a supplement. And I will report back to the audience what I notice over the course of the next 30 days.
Be careful, because you can become addicted.
Oh, I hope I do. I hope I become addicted and I become younger.
You know Jeff Renz?
Yes, I do.
You must know that.
Yeah.
He's hooked, man. He talks about it every day. I've been supplying him because he's been inviting me to do some of his shows. And he started about 7 years ago. And it's amazing what it's done for him with his schedule, you know, his busy schedule and his life. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to you.
I hope so. You know what? I invite that opportunity. I really do. Listen, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Good. You have something you want to say?
Don't run out. I will send you some.
No, I know. I have a lot. You were gracious enough. You sent me a lot. And I'm being honest. I just stopped taking it. I stopped taking a lot of supplements, and maybe that was a good. But that was a food. That was a food, and I shouldn't have stopped. So I'm back on it.
Okay.
I'm back on it as of today, and I will report back to the audience what I notice. How's that sound?
All right. Perfect.
Roland, thank you so much for making time to be on the show today.
Thank you, Carl, for having me and Bio Superfood.
And we'll talk soon, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Bye-bye.